Bokhari on Tucker, Ruling Elites Allow Big Tech to Sway Election. By Breitbart Tech on November 10, 2020. Breitbart News senior technology correspondent Alim Bokhari appeared on Tucker Carlson Tonight on the Fox News Channel on Friday to discuss how big tech companies suppressed conservative media in the run-up to the 2020 election, making it harder for undecided voters to access news sources critical of Joe Biden. Bokhari investigated big tech's election interference throughout the election for Breitbart News, and published a book about the subject, #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election. In the segment, Carlson addressed the recent censorship of his page on Facebook at the behest of a left-leaning fact-checker, and big tech's influence on the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Transcript. Tucker, if Joe Biden, or Kamala or Kamala, or whatever she's calling herself, make it to the White House, they will have more power than they've ever had before. How should we feel about that? Afraid. So why was our monologue censored, and what role did big tech play in getting Joe Biden elected? Alim Bokhari is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election. Quite a title in retrospect, he joins us tonight. Alim Bokhari, thanks so much tonight for coming on. So, we're hoping that Joe Biden does not become the president. If he does, you're going to have this alliance that is going to have consequences for the country, no? Bokhari, we certainly will. And, you know, I've been covering these tech giants and what they've been doing over the past 4 years at Breitbart News. Actually, you know what? Let me rephrase that. It's not what they've been doing over the past 4 years. It's what political elites have allowed them to do over the past 4 years. All the institutions that are meant to defend the public interest just sat on their hands and watched as these big tech oligarchs developed the most powerful censorship machine for controlling and manipulating information and swaying elections that we've ever seen, and we're now all living with the consequences. Everyone who says their role is to defend the American public interest from corporate interests, from special interests, did absolutely nothing. And now we're looking at the possibility of, as you say, a Biden administration that is totally in bed with the tech giants. I'll give you just one example. In the 6 months leading up to the election, Google took Breitbart's search visibility on searches for Joe Biden to zero. Total erasure on the world's leading search engine. So they absolutely went all in for Joe Biden. We're seeing Twitter doing it too, censoring the president in the most closely fought and disputed election in living memory. So you can only imagine what Joe Biden is going to do to amplify this. He's called for more censorship, he's called for that on the campaign trail. And if he gets in, he'll have the power of the federal government behind him. It's a very scary situation. Tucker, so, may I ask, tonight, there are a lot of people, many of whom I respect and I'm paying close attention to them, looking for voter fraud. Looking for cheating that may have affected the outcome of the election. And I hope they keep looking, because it's important. But this seems like voter fraud and cheating, and a distortion of our democracy that took place right out in the open. Why is what Google did more significant than what corrupt ballot counters in Philadelphia may be doing? Seems like it's more significant. Bokhari, immensely more significant. Because where does an undecided voter go if they want to find out more information about a presidential candidate, about Joe Biden or about Donald Trump? Well, they'll go to Google. Where else would they go? And what are they going to be met with? They're going to be met with a stream of propaganda from the mainstream corporate media, which, by the way, is now funded by big tech and artificially amplified in their algorithms, even while they're suppressing their competitors. You, Tucker. They're suppressing you. They're suppressing Breitbart News. They're suppressing all of conservative media. So, it's impossible to say that undecided voters weren't influenced by that in a big way. I'm sure they were. And you mentioned voter fraud. If there is voter fraud, they won't let you talk about it. Not even the possibility. They won't even let the president talk about it. So this is where we're at. This is where our ruling elites have allowed us to come because they did nothing about the problem for the past 4 years. Breitbart News will continue to cover the censorship and election meddling of the Silicon Valley masters of the universe.